Welcome to the ProVest Perspective with Noel Swain, CFP, and host Pamela Lida. Noel is an investment advisor with Cambridge Investment Research, a monthly columnist for the Spartanburg Herald Journal newspaper, and has been interviewed many times on NPR. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and get ready for some straightforward, honest talk. Now, here's Noel Swain and host Pamela Lida.
If you're getting close to retiring, the word income should never be too far from your mind. It's difficult these days for people to be able to retire when and how they want on their savings alone. After you retire, it's imperative to keep a consistent stream of income to meet expenses, reach your goals, and still ensure that your money lasts all of your lifetime. Most working people have one major source of income, and that's their job. But that well's going to dry up once you hit retirement, which means you're going to need to seek out new sources to tap into. The good news is that there are a lot of potential wells to draw from. We're going to be discussing each one of those wells on today's The ProVest Perspective. It's entitled Potential Sources of Retirement Income.
Hello. It is great to be here and doing this podcast because, you know, we're talking about 10 potential sources. We're going to talk about those today, but actually there are several more than 10. So we're just going to cover 10 and maybe mention a couple of others, but I think it's going to be a lot of fun to talk about.
When you think about retirement, it's always exciting to think about where your income comes from. I think that's a little bit more exciting than to think about.
Well, sometimes it's not exciting.
If you don't have it,
it's stressful.
It can be.
We're going to
open up the doors to how much possibility.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about it today, and we're going to give us some ideas. There's a whole lot of people think, well, where's my money going to come from? I got X amount of dollars in my 401k, and I got Social Security, but I'm not quite old enough to get Social Security yet, so where am I going to get my retirement income? And that's something that we have discussions with our clients on almost a daily basis. So anyway, it's going to be fun. What do you say we get started?
Sounds great. Well, as always, we're going to have a report available at our website. It's got all of the information we're discussing. It's entitled 10 Potential Sources of Retirement Income, and you can download your free copy at our website, theprovestperspective.com. Again, that's www.theprovestperspective.com. So let's get started. Noel, what is the most obvious form of retirement income?
Well, of course, everybody starts with Social Security. Because it's such an important source of income, it's really important to take the steps to maximize what you're going to get from Social Security, the benefits that you get. How can you do that? One way is to utilize the Social Security Analyzer in our Wealth Toolkit. You know, we've talked a lot about the Wealth Toolkit. One of these days, we're going to have to do a podcast about exactly what is in that toolkit and what does each of these tools do. But one thing right now, we're going to talk about the Social Security Analyzer that we have, because a lot of people, they just say, well, I'm going to apply for Social Security as soon as I can get it and let the chips fall where they may. But what if you knew that you could get more from Social Security if you did things just a little bit differently? All of these things, they all work together. And so that's what our Social Security Analyzer is all about. You get like five different scenarios when we put all the information into Social Security Analyzer, and it gives you all this information that you can use to make the best decisions, because the better quality the information that you have, the better quality your decisions will be. That's the way I look at it anyway.
Now, if you're interested in that Social Security Analyzer that Noel just talked about and you have any Social Security questions for Noel, either one, just give us a call at 800-277-0025. Noel would love to talk with you further about that Social Security Analyzer or answer any specific Social Security questions you might have. 800-277-0025 is the number to reach us. Now, another option to help with Social Security maximization is a report that's on our website. It's entitled, 5 Questions You Need Answers To Before Filing For Social Security. So, Noel, can you briefly review those 5 questions?
I would be happy to. All right. The first question that we need, the 5 questions that we need to answer that I think is important and that people are interested in is, first of all, how is my benefit determined? Because it has so much to do with what you're going to get. And there's a lot of things that go into it. It's the number of years that you work, how much you make during those years that you pay Social Security taxes on, whether you have any non-earnings years during that 35 highest years of working. It's not the 35 straight highest years. It's they just pick and choose of the 35 years that you are working and how much you put into it. To give you an idea, I'm 74. I don't feel like I'm 74, but I am. And so I've been taking Social Security for several years now. And so I am still working. I am still earning a paycheck. And so now my paycheck is higher than it was 35 years ago. So each year, one of my lower earning years drops off and my higher earning years pick up. And not only do I get the cost of living allowance for Social Security, but I get a little bump also because my formula goes up. So that's an important thing. Another thing, how does my age affect my Social Security benefit? All according to when you take it. You know, do I take it at 62? Do I take it at my full retirement age? That's what it's called, FRA. Do I take it then? Or do I wait until the latest time I can take it to get the most benefit I can at 70? All of those, and again, with a Social Security analyzer, you could see what it would mean to you as far as income is concerned. And I think it works out real well. Now, the third question is, how do spousal benefits work? You know, my wife is more than 10 years younger than I am. She actually is eligible, but she would have to take a hit to the income. And I don't want her to because we don't need for her to. And so we're waiting until she gets to be 67 years old before she starts taking her income. And we'll cover that a little bit later, I think. Now, the fourth question is, are my savings healthy? Social Security should ideally make up only a portion of our income. Actually, ideally, Social Security should only make up about a third of our income in retirement. So you should have other things that you send on to be able to provide you with the other income that you need so that Social Security will only be one leg of that three or four-legged stool that you need to have that kind of security. And then number five, would I like to continue working? Now, me personally, I enjoy what I do. I enjoy working with the clients that come in to see us. This is a lot of fun for me. And so it's not really like having a job. So I don't mind working past the normal retirement age. And I went to a high school class luncheon the other day, and we get together about once a month for lunch. And just about everybody that comes to that lunch is retired. But I'm not. But it's okay because we meet on Saturday and I can go. But the fact is that if you would like to continue working, then maybe you don't want to take your Social Security until you are older. Now, what if I die next year? Then I will have only gotten Social Security for 5 years because I started at 70. But that's okay because my wife will continue getting what I'm getting because we set the spousal benefits up that way. And so she will continue getting money from Social Security at a higher rate. So everything works out. And those are the five questions that we should be looking at when it comes to Social Security.
Well, Social Security is certainly complex. It's not as simple as pulling the trigger. So if you want to know what those five questions are, you can download the report, Five Questions to Ask Before Filing for Social Security. It can be found for free at theprovestperspective.com. You can find it there as well as today's featured report, 10 Potential Sources of Retirement Income. If you have any specific Social Security questions, just call us at 800-277-0025. We'd love to set you up a time to talk with Noel about your specific questions. Again, 800-277-0025. Noel, besides Social Security, what is another potential source of retirement income?
Well, of course, the next thing you think about are pensions. You know, do you have a pension at work? Unfortunately, not as many people have pensions as they used to. They're just not as plentiful as they used to be. And, you know, a lot of times pensions, you know, we're in the textile belt here. We don't have nearly as many textile mills as we used to have. But back years and years ago, all the textile mills, they had pensions. And I remember the pension that one of them had. One of them had that they would give you $1 per month for every month that you had worked at that job. So just imagine working 25 years, which is what, 300 months at a place, working for 25 years there. And then if you were 65 and you retired, say you worked from 40 to 65 at this place, You'd work 25 years there. You'd work 300 months there. And your pension was $300 a month. So that's not a whole lot of a pension. So a lot of pensions weren't that good, but there are a lot of good pensions. State employees have a good pension. And we work with those people all the time to help get the most out of their pension that they possibly can. And so pensions are another source.
Now, in retirement, there are lots of potential wells to draw from, and it's important as you plan for your retirement, whether it's just a few years or even a few decades away, you need to know all of these potential sources of income and make sure that you are utilizing everything and that you're maximizing every one of these. Now, we just discussed two potential sources, that's Social Security and a work pension. To be sure your Social Security is maximized, you can download a report, 5 questions to answer before filing for Social Security. You can also call us about the Social Security Analyzer. The website address is theprovestperspective.com and our phone number is 800-277-0025. Noel, can you give us another source?
The third source, you know, we're counting up to 10 today. Third source is your 401k. Now, there's a whole lot more 401ks out there than there used to be, and they're getting more and more popular all the time. So more than likely, you are one of the 88 million individuals with a 401k account. That is if you're still working. And if you are, you need to know that your 401k is a great source of retirement income. Just be sure to resist the temptation to withdraw too much too soon. So how can you be sure that your 401k is maximized? Well, let me give you a few tips. First tip, contribute the maximum amount you possibly can. Always put as much into it as you can. And I think the maximum amount for this year is $23,000. And if you're over 50, you can invest over $30,000 in the account. But if you can't do that, I mean, I've talked to people. Usually there is a max from the company. A lot of times it's 50 cents on the dollar. Sometimes it's dollar for dollar up to 3 or 5 or 6% of what you put in. And if you don't do that in your 401k, you are leaving money on the table. You could get a, call it a 6% raise right off the bat if you were to put 6% of your salary in your 401k and have your company match it with 6%. And that goes right straight into your retirement, and that stays in your retirement. And I can tell you this, it may feel like, well, I'm not getting it right now, it's not good, or that kind of thing. But when you're old, you're going to be so glad it's there. Number two, next step, review your 401k to be sure it stays balanced, which means, let's just say that you've got money in stocks and bonds. Let's just say it's 60-40. But 1 year, stocks just outperform bonds. I mean, they just make a lot of money and bonds don't do well, or the ones that you're in don't do well. And so all of a sudden, that 60-40 has gone from that to 70-30. So what a lot of people do, and it's not a bad idea, is you rebalance, which means you take some out of stock and put them back into bonds to reestablish your 60-40 balance. Now, a lot of people say, well, why would I take money out of something that does so well and put it in something that didn't do too well? Well, the reason is, it's not always going to be that way. Sometimes what didn't do well this year will do very well next year. And that's why you keep these things balanced, and it's a good idea to do that. The next tip, be sure that your investments are lined up with your overall goal. Check to see if the investments in your 401k are in line with your overall goal. Now, sometimes people find that the 401k contains companies that are too risky or too conservative, or mutual funds that are. But how could you know that if you don't look at your 401k? Now, if you even look at your 401k and you still don't know what you're looking at, well, that would be a good reason to call. Don't you think?
I think so. And okay, there might be a lot of people fall into that boat.
Yeah. And our phone number is 800-277-0025, or you can look us up on the internet under Provest Wealth Advisors. We are there. I checked the other day. Yes, we are still there on the internet. So that's a really good idea. And that's something that we don't mind doing. Now, a lot of times we can't manage the money because your money is in the 401k and it can't be moved. But what we can do is we can help you determine the best places for your money to be. And we can do that There is a slight charge for it. It's not a whole lot, but we can do that for you. Okay, let's go to tip number four. Let's just say that you're an architect and you've worked for one firm and then you've worked for another firm and then another firm made you an offer. You went to work for that and you've got 401ks all over the place. Well, you're not really paying a whole lot of attention to those old 401ks and those other places that you work. So why don't you consolidate them? You know, do that. Just consolidate your 401ks together, either in your new account or take your old 401ks and move it to an IRA, because you can do that. With an IRA, you have more control. But if you don't know that much about investing, it may be good to use the good financial advisor. So,
Do you know a good one?
I have an idea. 800-277-0025. Just give us a call. We'd be happy to help you do that. Tip number five, review your 401k holdings with a CFP financial advisor, with a certified financial planner. That is something that I think would be a good thing to do, because so many people don't really know that much about the investments. And what I just said, as far as giving us a call and reviewing it, that could be a good thing. It could be the best $50 that you spent, where you come in and you have a consultation. You know that we're going to do a review of your account. And if we need to do more study, it might be a little bit more. But the thing of it is, at least you're getting it looked at by a pair of professional eyes, not just yours or not just a guy that you eat lunch with at work. And so consider that. Tip number six, don't withdraw money from your 401k if you can possibly avoid it. People say, well, I'll put it back in now. I'm just paying myself back, and I'm paying myself back with interest. And so I'm making money on my own borrowing. That sounds good, but that doesn't really work too well. So what I'm telling you here is it's a really good idea to leave your money invested in that 401k, because when you're old and gray-headed, you're going to be glad you did. That's all there is to it. Tip number seven, be careful about investing in your own company stock. Now, I believe in owning part of the company that you work for if they are sold on a regular basis. I believe in that. I think it's a good thing. Just don't put it all in there. Just don't have a real high percentage in there, because individual companies can get an earnings surprise. I remember a power company that is near here, and they had a coal ash problem, and it was going to cost them piles and piles of money, and it was going to cost them a good portion of their profits for several years, and their stock went way down. And so what if this happens like right before you retire? What if you have 100,000 shares of stock and selling for $100 a share, and all of a sudden it goes to 20? And all of a sudden, you know, you're having a great life by living off the stock of the company that you work for. All of a sudden, it's not going to be so good. That's why it should be very important for you to have a very diversified portfolio. And so let me give you the eighth one and the last one. If you're over 59 and a half, you may want to consider a partial in-service rollover to an IRA. And the reason I'm saying this is that a lot of 401ks, they've got a lot of investment choices, or some of them, sometimes they don't. But a lot of them, you have no idea what they are. You don't really get much help from the people in the HR department that says, here's your 401k, you sign up for it. Oh, you choose your investments, I can't help you with that. Well, if you're over 59 and a half, you're able to either roll some of it or most of it into an IRA of your choosing. And therefore, you can get a real financial advisor that comes with it. Now, I would caution you against people that just sell interest-bearing products and people that don't have experience in real investment. But still, it would be a good thing to look into. Wait a minute. I think I know somebody. Let me give you a phone number. 800-277-0025. That would be a great number to call. And so all of these things, as far as these 8 tips with a 401k, that really does work. And we've got the technology to be able to help all of our clients make better decisions because it gives you better information. And so I would suggest that, you know, if you're looking for maximizing all the sources of income, and we've already gone through, what, 3 so far?
3 so far.
And so the other 7 won't take quite as long, but I would say give us a call, and I think we will be able to help you with that.
That's right. Like Noel said, if you need any help with any of these things that he's talked about so far, don't hesitate to call him. We do have the Wealth Toolkit, and we've got ways we can do some scenarios and other planning with that. So the number to call us is 800-277-0025. And if you just want a copy of the report that he went over, it's 401k maximization tips. You can find that at our website, as well as today's featured report, 10 potential sources of retirement income. The website address for that is theprovestperspective.com. So Noel, besides Social Security, pensions, and 401ks, what's another source?
Number 4 is IRAs. These are the most popular ways to save for retirement. They've been around since 1976 because they enable to invest your money in a way that also brings significant tax advantages. The disadvantage is you can't put as much money into them as you can in a 401k. So a 401k is better that way. IRAs are still limited. I remember when they first came out back in 1976, the most you could put in an IRA was $1,500. Now you can invest $7,000 in an IRA, and hopefully they're going to continue to raise the amount that you can put in there. Now, there are 2 types of IRAs that you can invest in. One of them is a traditional IRA, where you put the money in the IRA, you deduct it from your federal and state taxes, and it grows tax deferred until you take the money out. At that point, you pay full income taxes on the amount that you take out at that time. That's what was started back a long time ago. Well, William Roth, who was a senator back in the 90s, came up with what was named the Roth IRA, and it's more famous now than he ever was. But Roth IRA says, well, you don't get a tax deduction for the money that you put into the Roth IRA, but it grows tax-free because you get to the end and you can take money out of it tax-free. And with a traditional IRA, you must start taking an income on that money by the time you turn 73. They've raised it from 70 and a half, then to 72, now to 73, and it's on its way to 75. But right now, it's age 73. With a Roth IRA, you don't have to take it out ever. It can be just sitting in your account earning money and just making you head over heels rich, and you don't have to spend a penny of it.
It's sort of like the Rolls Royce.
Yeah, it's a good thing to do, except you have to pay the taxes on the front end, but that's the bad part about it. And so those are the main differences between the Roth and the traditional, but both of them are really good. So let me give you a couple of other differences between them. Anyone can contribute to a traditional IRA no matter how much income they make. But if your income exceeds a certain limit, you may not contribute to a Roth IRA. In 2024, that limit is $161,000 for a single person or $240,000 if you are married filing jointly. With a traditional IRA, you must withdraw a minimum amount from your IRA every year after you reach age 73. With the Roth, you don't. We went over that. And then the contributions to a traditional IRA are tax deductible, but they're not for a Roth. But the income from a Roth is tax-free, where it's not from a traditional IRA. Those are very, very good things that we have as far as an IRA is concerned. But don't worry about the numbers. Just pick up the phone and call 800-277-0025 and order your report that has all of this information in it.
That's right. Another way to get it is to go to our website. You can find it for free. It's entitled, Is a Roth Conversion Right for Me? And it has a lot of the information that Noel just discussed. So be sure and check out our website. We've got the reports that we've mentioned today on Social Security, 401k maximization, this one on Roth, the featured report on the potential sources of retirement income. We've also got information on our wealth toolkit and our active management style. If you've listened to us before, you know that we do manage money a little differently than most. So be sure and check out their website, theprovestperspective.com. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to call us at 800-277-0025. We can get you scheduled for a time to speak with Noel, whether it be on the phone or in person. If you do come in person, that first appointment is complimentary. 1-800-277-0025. Now, you are listening to The Provest Perspective with Pamela Lida and Noel Swain. Now, see, at Provest, our goal is to develop strategies that will enable you to achieve the kind of retirement and lifestyle that you want. And we've been discussing today 10 potential sources of retirement income. So far, we've discussed Social Security, pensions, 401ks, and IRAs. Noel's also discussed ways to maximize the Social Security as well as your 401k, and he's discussed the differences between the traditional and the Roth IRAs. You can get all of this information on our website, theprovestperspective.com. If you're just joining us, be sure and catch up. Keep it for records. I've got a lot of good information there. But Noel, we're going to continue on. What's another potential source?
Well, a lot of retirees now, they're shy of investing in the stock market and wary of the inevitable dips and dives that no investor can really avoid. And while it's important to decrease your investment risk after you retire, it's also important to know that it's possible to be too afraid of that risk. You see, stock in companies can be a powerful way to grow your money. And growth is important, even in retirement, because many retirees often discover that the money they save can dry up pretty quickly if it's not out there earning a good living, especially on things like medical care. For that reason, stocks can be an important source of retirement income. And one thing that we can help people do is if they've got a stock that they're looking at, interested in, and we get that every now and then, somebody calling and saying, well, what do you think of this or that stock? And we don't mind taking a look at it right quick and saying, well, is this a good thing to have, or is this something that we believe that you should pass on? And we talk about that. Now, like I said earlier in the show, I'm not a big believer in investing in individual stocks, even the company that you work for. I think it should be spread out. Mutual funds do that. Exchange traded funds do that. And we use ETFs in our practice a lot because they tend to be less expensive than regular mutual funds. And so the way that we help people is we use an active management strategy. And we've gone over this in other shows, but I think it bears repeating now. We will invest indirectly into the stock of thousands of companies at a time because we know that if you get one company in a particular sector, let's just say we invested a long, long time ago and we invested in the retail sector. So we had Walmart and Sears and Kmart and Montgomery Ward and all those retailers. And then some of them did poorly. Sears went out of business. Montgomery Ward went out of business. Walmart flourished and other stores like Walmart flourished around the country. But if we only had Sears and Montgomery Ward, we lost our money. But if we had a fund that had all of those stores in it, then we probably did a whole lot better. And so that's what we do as far as our active management. We make sure that we are managing the money where we have hopefully the smallest chance for risk of the money going down. And then while we won't get that one that shoots the lights out every time, we won't do that one that does 150% in a year. We think getting a good, solid, consistent return is what gets you to the end. It's like the tortoise and the hare. So we're big on investing in stocks, but just a lot of them at one time.
Now, perhaps you've only recently started listening to us on The Provest Perspective. You might be wondering, who is Noel Swain? Well, he's been a certified financial planner for 30 years, and he founded Provest Wealth Advisors 40 years ago in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Noel started appearing on the local radio station about 6 years ago because he felt there was a lot of misinformation out there. And then when Salem Media sold their station in October, we moved over to this podcast format. Our goal on The Provest Perspective is to keep you informed, and if we can help you retire better, that's fabulous. We don't sell a product, but rather we sell a process. We believe it's important to get people ready for retirement, and our trademark wealth toolkit can do just that. It has a retirement planning tool, a risk assessment tool, and a Social Security analysis tool. In addition to the wonderful toolkit, we have that wonderful active management style that Noel just discussed, and it's different than most. So if you're interested in hearing more about either one of those, our active management style or our wealth toolkit, call us at 800-277-0025. Whether it's just a quick question for Noel or if you want to schedule a time to come in, you can reach us at 800-277-0025. Noel, what's yet another potential source?
We like dividends. We think the dividends are a very good source of having income that increases over time. Now, some companies pay out a regular dividend, which are essentially a percentage of their profits, and they pay them to their shareholders. That's why dividend-paying stock can be especially attractive sources of retirement income. Basically, if you invest in a dividend-paying stock, you get a regular paycheck or a direct deposit. Here's a quick example of how a dividend stock works. Let's just say that you own 1,000 shares of XYZ company. The company pays a dividend of 50 cents a share. Multiply the dividend by the number of shares you own, and voila, owning 1,000 shares nets you a payment of $500. And of course, this is in addition to the profit you would make if the price of your shares went up. Dividend-paying stocks aren't perfect, but they are certainly worth looking into, and it's something that we discuss whenever we talk to our clients, because there's a lot of people that like the idea of getting dividends and having the value of the stocks that are paying those dividends go up, and therefore the dividends actually increasing over time. We think that's a pretty good thing.
In addition to the active management style at Provis Wealth Advisors, the dividend portfolio is another popular option that we offer at Provis Wealth Advisors. If you'd like more information on how our dividend strategy works, just give us a call at 800-277-0025. We'd love to talk with you further about it. Again, that phone number is 800-277-0025. We are discussing today 10 potential sources of retirement income, and we are in the home stretch. So far, we've discussed Social Security, pensions, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, and dividends. Today's featured report, as well as the many reports we've discussed so far, can all be found and downloaded for free at our website, which is www.theprovestperspective.com. Noel, what's another potential source of retirement income?
Well, a particular product is built for retirement income, or annuities. Now, an annuity is a type of product that provides guaranteed payments to the owner for as long as they live. However, you need to be aware that annuities can come with a lot of fine print and expenses. They're very sophisticated, very complicated instruments. So while annuities can be a good source of retirement income, you should exercise caution before choosing to purchase one. A lot of times, annuities do not pay you an increasing income. And this is something that I think most people overlook when they're buying one. Is they get the income, they're going to start getting a particular amount of money per month based on the amount that they put in, but that amount will never go up. So in 20 years with inflation at 4%, you know, that amount is less than half as far as purchasing power than what it was when you first started. We help people look at annuity or annuity proposals that they've gotten. And if you've gotten an annuity proposal anytime lately, then give us a call. We might be able to give you a second opinion on that that may be a little bit different than what you're hearing from the person that's representing that particular annuity.
Now, we did a few shows late last year that go into great detail about the types of annuities that there are, as well as the pros and cons of each. So if you're considering the purchase of an annuity, be sure and check out our report. It's entitled Annuities 101, and it goes into a lot of detail so that if you do decide on getting an annuity, you know exactly what you have. Annuities 101 can be found and downloaded for free at www.theprovestperspective.com. Noel?
All right. The next one are bonds. Now, bonds have traditionally been popular with older investors who are looking to invest more conservatively. Because bondholders receive regular interest payments, they can be a fairly reliable form of investment income. Investors in higher tax brackets can also benefit from the fact that some bonds provide tax-free income. All that said, the bond market can experience volatility just like the stock market can, so always do your due diligence before investing.
And we also did a podcast a few weeks back. It's called The Basics of Bonds. And with the rising interest rate, bonds have become very popular very recently. But it's important to know the bond terminology if you're considering a bond. So you can find that report, Basics on Bond, at our website, theprovestperspective.com. Be sure and check that out. Basics on Bonds, www.theprovestperspective.com. Noel, can you wrap us up?
We're going to load these people down with reports, aren't we?
They got a lot of stuff on there. They should check it out.
Just go to the website, theprovestperspective.com.
We had a gold mine.
And just look at all the reports that are available. I mean, they're there, and all you got to do is download them, and you can have all this information. We don't charge anything for it. We don't ask you to leave your name and address so we can bombard you with emails. We don't do any of that stuff. We just put this stuff out there so you can get it if you want. If this is interesting to you, download those reports. Okay, number 9, your own savings. And it's going to be the least sexy form of retirement income. It's just savings from a savings account. You know, your own hard-earned money might not bring a whole lot of interest these days, but it does bring a lot of liquidity. And you do have complete control over it. So it's important to think about that. I know some people that keep hundreds of thousands of dollars in a savings account. And is there anything wrong with using it? Absolutely not. It's okay. And then number 10, working part-time. You know, more and more retirees are realizing that part-time work of some kind may be necessary. The good news is that working part-time doesn't have to be solely about your bottom line. Many retirees find that working, even if it's just for a few hours a week, actually makes life more fulfilling. And sometimes work is its own reward. It's something that's really good. So these are the ones that we've talked about today. Now, some we didn't get into, like starting your own business or getting into a rental real estate or things like that, we didn't go into, but we did go into Social Security, pensions, 401ks, IRAs, individual stocks, stock dividends, annuities, bonds, your own savings, and working part-time. These are 10 ways that you can make more money in retirement and have a very fulfilling retirement. So we hope that you've gotten something from this podcast today, because we want you to come back for the next podcast.
That's right. So there you have it. 10 potential sources of retirement income. We've definitely given you a good starting place. So now here's what you have to ask yourself. What sources will you use? What steps have you taken to maximize your Social Security benefits? What steps have you taken to maximize your 401k or invest for income? Do you know what type of IRA is right for you? Do you know whether annuities are appropriate for your personal financial situation? In other words, do you know where your retirement income will come from? If you don't know, or if you would like help tapping into any of the sources we've discussed, please call us at 800-277-0025. Whether it's just a question for Noel, if you'd like to come in and see him for the first time complimentary appointment, he'd be happy to sit down and discuss with you options for your income after retirement. The number to reach us, 800-277-0025. Be sure and check out our website, www.theprovestperspective.com. Got lots of free reports, 5 questions to ask before filing for Social Security, maximizing your 401k, is a Roth conversion right for me, annuities 101, and the basics of bonds. Those, as well as today's featured report, 10 potential sources of retirement income, can all be found at our website and downloaded for free, theprovestperspective.com. And remember, if you're nearing retirement, the word income should never be too far away from your mind. And with so many potential sources at your disposal, it's time to start planning where your income will come from today. That's all for this podcast, but be sure and join us again next week for another information-packed show. But until then,
don't just invest, provest.
And thanks for listening to the Provest Perspective Podcast. Make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode. For more information on Noel Swain, CFP, or this episode, visit theprovestperspective.com.
These are the opinions of Noel Swain, CFP, and not necessarily those of Cambridge, and are for informational purposes only. Discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through registered representatives of Cambridge Investment Research, Inc., a broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Provest Wealth Advisors and Cambridge are not affiliated. Investing involves risk. Depending on the type of investments, there may be varying degrees of risk. Investors should be prepared to bear loss, including total loss of principal. Past performance is no guarantee of future returns. Diversification and asset allocation strategies do not assure profit or protect against loss. Withdrawals from Roth IRAs or Roth 401ks are tax-free if taken after age 59 and a half, and a Roth contract has been open for at least 5 years, unless another exception is met.